Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. We have our guest, Janie Fritzinger, in the studio. She's a local artist. Call in anytime during this program to ask her a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, Janie, thanks for coming in today.
Hi. Good to be here.
Nice. So, yeah, let's just start off with how did you get to Wrangell?
Well, I consider this my hometown. My mom's here. My whole mom's side of my family's here. My grandmother is Bird Marsh, and I'm related to a lot of the town. So I spent most of my childhood in Washington State, but I'd spend summers up here visiting family. And I moved here full-time when I was 13. And I attended 8th grade here, and then I finished out high school in 2013.
Perfect. And, yeah, what have you been doing since high school?
Since high school, I've been commercial fishing each summer and just working odd jobs. I never did go off to college because I could never figure out what I wanted to go for. And I'm a bit older now, and I'm glad that I never did that because I think I'd be in debt for a... maybe a major that I'm no longer interested in doing, because now I've just, like, I've pretty much decided that I think I should pursue art full-time. And so this is what I'm going to be doing now. So I moved home, in retrospect, to pursue art and just to be home and be here to be inspired by the Alaskan wildlife and ocean, because that seems to be where all my painting inspiration comes from.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. Yeah, what is your subject matter, and then what are the different media that you work in?
Well, right now, actually, just last year, last April, I picked up acrylic paints for my first time in my life. I've always only painted oil paints, and I actually haven't even touched oil paints again. I've only been painting acrylic and watercolor. And those were two mediums that were new to me last year. I kind of just started painting again last year. March, April of 2017, I picked up my paintbrushes again for the first time since high school.
Yeah.
And I was definite, most of my inspiration came from commercial fishing. And just, we'd be out there with no cell phone service and not much to do on our off days. And so I started picking up my watercolors and painting the fish that we would catch. And then I got such great feedback from friends and family. And if I'd post a photo of it, say, on my Facebook, I'd have people being like, oh, my gosh, can I buy this from you?
And I was yeah.
Like, oh, okay, maybe, yeah. Like, this could turn into something cool if I continued this.
So exactly.
Definitely inspired by the commercial fishing industry. And it's sad that I'm not going fishing this year for the first time since high school.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I'm a little bit, it's kind of bittersweet. I'm excited to pursue art, but it's weird. Normally this time of year, I'm gearing up to take off for the summer. So it's exciting, but bittersweet for sure, because I love fishing a lot. So
yeah, it's exciting that so this summer you're going to really be focused on, yeah, your art.
Art, yes. And I'm like, I've booked up my summer pretty much. I am going to get to go fishing at the end of summer for 2 weeks. I have 2 weeks on my calendar. No art plans.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for those 2 weeks here in August.
Yeah, what kind of fishing?
I'm going to get to go seining for 2 weeks, so that'll be fun.
Cool.
Just kind of get the itch out of my system. I'd say, like,
nice.
Something to look forward to, kind of like a mini vacation at the end of summer, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And until then, I'm going to be working on my mural down at the Totem Bar.
Absolutely.
I don't know if anybody's been in there. I know a lot of people have, but a lot of people haven't seen it yet. I'd say it's a little over halfway done, and my mission is to have it done by the 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
So definitely, I'll be down there probably most days. Until the 4th, painting away.
Yeah, like how many hour days?
Oh, it's hard for me to paint more than like 5 or 6 hours a day.
Yes.
It's kind of I know it's like not a full work day, but probably 4 to 6 hours a day I put in down there and try to get in the mornings before before the crowd shows up.
Yeah, and tell me, what does the mural look like?
It is an underwater scene, and like two-thirds of it is underwater. It's going to be full of fish, all local fish, and I'm going to try and make it as bright and colorful as possible, brighten it up. a bit, and then the top half of it is our view looking up the river from Wrangell.
Yes.
So it's really, and people come in and they're like, oh, I can tell exactly what this is.
Wow.
And we've all been looking at it our whole lives. Like, that's our view.
Yeah.
And I chose a nice dark, cloudy sunset. I feel like that was kind of our average Southeast Alaska sunset.
Yeah, that's the most appropriate. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I thought that was kind of an appropriate sunset to put in there. And the sunset came out pretty good. It's not totally done yet, but I think this mural is going to be my best piece yet.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited about it. It's really cool that Aaron's letting me do this and reached out to me to do that at his bar. And it's definitely my biggest piece yet.
Yeah. Yeah. When did you start on that?
I started it, I think I started on May 8th, but I've only been able to get in there like 3 to 4 days a week and paint. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's looking great. And every time you walk in, it looks different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's incorporates like kind of your classic style, which is sort of, I don't want to say it's like cartoon.
It kind of is, though.
Kind of cartoon, uh-huh. Kind of surreal.
I kind of try to make them accurate, yet like I don't really try to make them anything. This is kind of just how they come out. I try to make them accurate, but they come out looking cartoonish. I think that's just my style, I guess.
Yeah.
You could say.
Yeah, your style. Yeah, and everybody loves your style. It's very...
Thank you.
Even for, like, you know, the 4th of July stuff. Even your... Just the... You did the Draven sign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, even that is, like... It's very your style. And all it is... you know.
I guess you could say it's just my handwriting.
But. Yeah, it's your handwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tend to put a black line around things that I do because I'm honestly a pretty sloppy painter. And when I clean, I feel like they look much cleaner once I put a thin black line around each of my subjects. And so that kind of just cleans up my mess, you could say.
Well, yeah, and that I think that adds to the cartoonness of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I think, like, the top part of the mural that you're working on is, like, it's a little bit different than your normal style because it's kind of almost, like, impressionist.
Yeah. Yes, it's definitely, I haven't done very many scenery paintings. I could count them on one hand, the scenery paintings that I've done. And so it's definitely stepping out of my comfort range a little bit.
Yeah.
But it came out good, and I wasn't discouraged at all. I was happy with what I could do there, and I'm learning how to paint mountains, and I'm learning how to paint clouds, and this mural has been such great practice, and I feel like I've improved so much as an artist just through the process of painting this mural right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
The mountains and the sky, that's something totally new to me, but I definitely want to pursue doing more scenery paintings.
Totally. Yeah.
Really, I've enjoyed it.
And you have a lot of inspiration, just like the fish.
Every day,
the inspiration,
we have so much inspiration in this little town. It's incredible. It's one of the reasons why, I moved home. I wasn't living near the water. I was living in Washington State, near the water, but I didn't get to see it every day.
Yeah.
And so moving back home has just been great. I've been so happy since I've been back home.
Wow, so. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. If you are just now tuning in, our guest is Janie Fritzinger, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, KSDK's local live call-in show. We will go to a short break, but you all can always call in at 874-2345 to talk to Janie, say hi, or ask a question. Hi, we are back.
Hello.
So, Janie, tell us a little bit about how you got into art.
How I got into art? Okay, well, I feel like I've just been coloring and drawing my whole life. I can remember getting in trouble for coloring on the walls when I was a little girl. It's always been something that I did in my free time. I have a hard time just sitting still. And so even if I'm watching a movie, I generally have like a sketch pad in front of me, just doodling. And then high school, I had Mr. Garbage was my art teacher, and the Wrangell school is set up as, you know, if you had all of your classes done and you had your credits, you could take more elective classes. So I would usually have 2 to 3 art classes each year.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'd get to be in the art room for 2 periods in a row, and I would just, he gave us, Mr. Garbage was really cool, he'd give us pretty much free range most of the time to create whatever we really wanted to, I feel like. And so I would just make stuff all the time, pottery, painting. I remember I sold a painting in high school, and that was a big moment for me. And then after high school, I never really pursued art besides just like doodling here and there. And then last spring is when I really got into it again. And that's when I realized, like, you know, I could, if I stuck with this, I could get a lot better and I could make some cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I just, and then I spent my whole summer on the boat. And kind of last summer is when I made a bunch of cool fish paintings. And that's when I kind of found a style and a, like, the fish, being inspired by the fish, when I realized that I really enjoyed painting fish, and maybe this is kind of a theme that I should stick with.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I got into it. And then I made a social media account just specifically for art. And hearing such good feedback from people is what made me pursue this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Yeah. You love to do it in high school. You got a lot of encouragement. Everybody's like, whoa. We need you.
And everybody's really, I've just gotten such great support from this community, especially I have such a great support system in Wrangell. And I know that the whole town is rooting for me, and the whole town has nothing but good things to say, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
Wrangell is so awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, the community is really behind you. And
definitely.
They're putting you to a lot of work.
Yes.
So what... We know that you are working on the mural, and that's your huge project, but what other work are you doing for folks around town?
Folks around town. Well, I am in the process of designing you guys a logo. Yay. Actually, just kind of going to keep it very similar to what it was, and I find myself adding too much detail to it, so I've had to restart it a few times, but it's going to be really neat when it's done.
Nice.
And then I'm also working at the coffee shop a couple days a week,
mm-hmm.
and so I've definitely had my schedule pretty packed. I'm prepping for the 4th of July. I'm going to have a booth there, and I'm going to try and have some original paintings done for the 4th.
Yeah.
Hopefully just like medium-sized original paintings that I can sell for a nice reasonable price for people. And then we'll have lots of prints and hopefully some clothing with some designs on it as well. So I've kind of just been, I haven't really been producing much personal art lately.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of prep for my upcoming booth at the 4th, and then of course anytime I'm every day when I'm not working, I'm at the totem painting.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, another thing I recently I've been painting, or I'm trying to get into boat name painting. So I have
That's so cool.
So I did my first boat name the other day. I did Bear Jenkins' boat for him. It was formerly the Gold Rush. It is now called the Christine after his mother.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm actually, this evening, I'm going to go down and wrap that project up. So, and it turned out really great. And this is something that I would like to pursue as a part-time job, boat name painting. I think that vinyl letters are great, but hand-painted is just, it's such a more personal touch.
And wow.
So that's something I'd really like to get into. So next year, my boyfriend, he's going to let me paint his boat when he repaints it. And so I'll have a few under my belt, and I'll be able to make a small portfolio for boat name painting.
That's so cool.
That's one thing I really have wanted to get into that my whole life. And now I think I can start trying to do that. But it takes a lot of trust. Like, you know, Bear is my friend, and he's trusting me to put a nice-looking name on his boat. And that right there is cool. It is really cool. And I need the practice, so... Boat name painting.
Yeah.
That's something I want to venture into for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. What is your interest in boat name painting?
Well, I love boats. I've been like, I have worked at the boat shop when I was in high school, and then I've done just fishing and other boat jobs. I'm just like obsessed with boats. So getting to put a personal touch on somebody's boat with their name, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is awesome. I love this.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never thought of that as a craft, but you think of like the old paint signers, like people used to paint signs. Now they don't paint signs anymore.
Uh-huh.
And you can do this for boats.
I like and what's funny is you see it's most of the old timers or, you know, the older fishermen who are interested in a hand painted boat. The younger generation seems to be all about the vinyl lettering, which is great. You can always know that your vinyl lettering is gonna come out good. But I mean, I'd really like for even my friends to start letting me paint their boats and just kind of make it a thing again, like hand-painted boat names. And I'd like to do business signs as well. I know there's one hanging on the Ringo Boat Shop, and I actually painted that my junior year of high school for them. And that's a hand-painted sign, and it still looks great.
That's
and we
awesome.
Just painted it on plywood, and we put a thick coat of varnish on it, and it still looks great. And when I drive past it, it's cool to know that I painted that a long time ago.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So I'd like to get into doing signs for people as well. That is one thing. Those are fun, super fun.
I love it, yeah.
I love seeing hand-painted things. Like, Kitty Ingerman has made so many beautiful signs for people, and those are still around, and it just gives a nice artistic touch to the community.
Yeah.
And I'd like to do that as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, these are not things of ephemera. These are things that you will see every day, and they can last for a long time.
Yeah. And when I do them, you know, I'm going to make sure I do my research on what kind of paint we should use, if it's a wooden boat, if it's a fiberglass boat, if it's a steel boat. Do my research, talk to people. I would never just wing it, you know, and make sure we're using the right kind of paint to make sure it lasts a very long time. And just really try to put some art out there. I think we have such a fun little town, and people really appreciate local artists. And that's one thing I'm learning as I'm starting to do this. And so if we can have more hand-painted signs and less vinyl lettering, that's one thing I'm rooting for.
Awesome. I'm with you. All right, y'all. The time is 1:19. We have Janie Fritzinger with us. We'll go to a short break, and we'll be right back. But you can always call in. That number is 874-2345. All right, we are back. So, Janie, I know that you were in April, you were in Petersburg for a show. Tell me how that was and how you got involved with that.
Well, that show turned out amazing. It was truly like a dream come true. I didn't expect so many people to show up. The city of Petersburg is a really artistic community. I got invited to do that show by Firelight Gallery, and they were just amazing. They're amazing framers as well. I'm going to give them a huge shout out. They've been doing all my framing for me, and I'm just in awe at the frames that they're putting on my paintings. They reached out to me in, I think, late January, asking if I would maybe want to do a show. And doing an art show is never something that I ever thought of doing until somebody reached out to me. So that's kind of why we had it in Petersburg and not Wrangell first. It's just because they asked me to do it. And I said, oh, absolutely. Like, that would be so cool. And I didn't really even realize what an art show was. I had never been to one, which is unfortunate. And now I know that I need to keep my eyes and ears peeled for, you know, upcoming artists, art shows in other communities and here. But that was such an amazing experience.
Yeah, what was that like?
It was overwhelming, kind of, but it was also just, it was so great. So many people came out and were interested in my art, and to know that there's that many people even kind of interested in it was just blew me away. It was awesome, and the city of Petersburg was very inviting, and they were awesome. There's a lot of artists over there. I don't think, we have quite a few artists here, but I don't think that the art community here is quite as large as their art community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I'd like to make our art community a little, I'd like to be a part of the Community Arts Council and like maybe try and get more future generation artists interested in, you don't have to be an artist, but if you're interested in art, I think that anybody can create something beautiful and contribute to this community in a way.
Exactly.
And so that's something I'd like to get into. But
yeah.
The art show went really well, and I do plan to have more in the future. Hopefully this fall, maybe in Wrangell, but I don't have anything set in stone yet. So.
Yeah.
When I do, I'll definitely reach out to you guys to advertise a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure plenty of people in Wrangell do art. You see it like maybe like at the Christmas fair. You see it in these like little small pockets, but it would be cooler if it was more connected,
right.
If it was just more open and out there.
We did the I did the Saturday market on last Saturday, and I know there's usually quite a few vendors. I think we only had 5 vendors show up last week, and I know it's a really busy time of year, and that was my first time ever going as well, so it was really fun, and I made some sales. It was a really awesome couple of hours, but I hope that in the future we can get more people interested in creating and doing the Saturday market. Just for, it's fun, and it's fun for the community to have something to look forward to on Saturdays. And so I'm definitely going to keep doing those Saturday markets. It's really awesome that our community has that going on, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
For other artists, too, if you're interested in even just kind of getting your foot in the door. I feel like going to your community market and just putting your stuff out there, it's intimidating at first. At first, but, I mean, this community just gives you nothing but good positive feedback. It's just like, so, that was fun.
Nice.
That was really fun.
Nice.
The community market, so.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite artists.
Okay, well, Ray Troll is probably my absolute favorite artist. I'm inspired every day by his work. I actually work at the Stikinin, and I get to see all those beautiful prints they have on the walls down there. And I find myself, like, getting lost in them some days, and I'm like, okay, let's get back to work.
That's awesome.
His fish art is amazing, and a lot of people say that mine is a lot similar to his, and I can definitely say that I'm definitely inspired by Ray Troll. Brenda Schwartz's scenery paintings are just incredible as well. And so my work is so different than Brenda, but when I'm even just looking for inspiration, I'm like, how do I paint a watercolor tree? And I have a few of Brenda's painting prints in my house, and I'll go up and look at her prints. I'm like, okay, well, that's how she does it. Let's see if I can try and do a tree as good as she can. And then another artist that I'm really inspired by is Tom Crestodina. He paints boats, or draws and paints boats, and he is amazing. I don't know if anybody has heard of him. He had a few prints and originals at the gallery that my show was at in Petersburg.
Oh.
And his boat paintings are so accurate and intricate. And
yeah,
my paintings are pretty messy and sloppy, so I'm definitely inspired by his art, and I'm just, wow, I'm in awe of how intricate his work is.
Yeah. Is he Alaskan too?
I think he is. I know he goes commercial fishing every summer, and I don't know him on a very personal level, so I'm not certain, but I know he has a lot of work in Ketchikan and Petersburg and all throughout Southeast Alaska.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So those are just three off like the top of my head who are just Alaskan artists that inspired me.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
And one more question for right now. How is it being an artist in Wrangell? We've talked a little bit about how the scene isn't exactly there at all times. It's not super connected, but people are very welcoming to you. You get awesome feedback, and people are giving you a lot of work too.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of commissions, and it's amazing, and I can hardly keep up, and I have a list of a million commissions that I've been, maybe not even commissions, maybe I'll just have a gift idea for a friend who's about to have a baby or something, and I find myself taking longer than I expect on each painting, so I feel like I'm a little bit behind, but people seem to be super understanding about that, and that is really neat.
Yeah.
So it's been a crazy year for me. I'm learning how to be an artist, kind of. It's no longer really a hobby for me anymore. It's kind of turning into a part-time job.
Yeah, so. And what is your goal for
my goal? I don't even know if I really have a goal. I just want to keep making art, and I just want to keep getting better, because even just seeing the stuff I created a year ago compared to now, I've improved so much. So if I continue to improve, someday I could be maybe just a full-time artist and not have to work anywhere else. And so maybe that's kind of my goal. Maybe I dream of having my own art studio and gallery/gift shop. So that's kind of my career goal, I could say.
Awesome.
To not have to really work for anybody else.
No, I love it.
But also, being your own boss is super hard, because then you have to make yourself work every day.
Yeah, it is.
I'm getting the hang of it, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're on a good path. I mean,
thank you.
Clearly people love your work, and they're giving you work, and let's get you that studio.
I know, someday. It's in reach.
That would be awesome.
Someday I'm going to have a studio. For now, my boyfriend is incredibly supportive. My whole living room, dining room, kitchen is my art studio.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So there's paints everywhere, but
nice.
He's pretty supportive of it.
Thank goodness.
He'll be out fishing soon and you won't have to see the mess anymore.
Oh, wow. Then you can go ham. Just go all the way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You all have been listening to Talk on the Rock. Our awesome guest is Janie Fritzinger. Janie, thanks for coming in and talking about your
thank
art.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate this.
Absolutely. Cool. All right. So Talk on the Rock airs every Tuesday at 1 p.m. For our next episode, we will have Corey Delabru with the Forest Service to talk about just recreation stuff that the Forest Service is doing for the folks in Wrangell. So, peace out. Bye.
Thanks, guys.